Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. The 2013 Boston Marathon bombing changed the lives of many who were injured in the blasts. Survivor Roseanne Sedoya lost her right leg while cheering for two of her friends near the finish line. She's written a memoir about her experience titled Perfect Strangers, Friendship, Strength, and Recovery After Boston's Worst Day. She's also planning to marry the firefighter who came to her rescue, Mike Materia. And her other rescuers have become family, including Boston police officer Shayna Catone, who helped rush her to the hospital, and college student Shores Salter, who held a tourniquet on her leg. She came to our studios to speak about her life and remember that day.
What happened that crazy day, none of us would have expected to happen on the streets of Boston, and I think it really formed a strong bond between the four of us. And I feel so comfortable and safe knowing that they're in and around me, whether it's physically or just, you know, I can reach out to them or we can all hang out or do something together. It's always a good time.
You say none of us would trade what we've gained for what we lost. What have you gained?
I've gained Mike Materia for number one as my fiance, and I would not trade that for the world. And then I've gained a younger brother and a younger sister. So I'm no longer the younger one, I think, since I have only one older biological sister. But in all honesty, I've gained so much love and friendship and support from having the three of them with me through this journey together.
At times in the book, you were very honest about how difficult it was to cope and then get back to normal. It took you a while to feel safe to go outside again. Why was that?
I just feel very vulnerable with my prosthesis. I feel as though that it really kind of just makes me, in a sense, not physically, but just even like viewed as handicapped or weak. And so I just feel as though that kind of puts me at a disadvantage. And I also feel like everybody's staring at it and looking at it. And in a lot of cases, people will tell me that they didn't even notice it. But I just feel like it's extremely evident.
And today?
So in my mind, I'm not handicapped. But when you see your reflection, or you wake up in the morning sometimes and you see that, you know, you don't have that lower part of your leg, it's kind of like, oh my God, I don't have my leg. And it's still kind of a shock at times.
You took the stand as a witness in the Jahar Tsarnaev trial, the federal court.
Correct.
Trial. What was it like to directly look at the guy responsible for hurting you and so many other people?
I was nervous being up there, but once I got on that stand, and coincidentally, we just made eye contact, the two of us, and I was able to stare him down. He did give me a smirk, which made me so angry, but in my mind, that kind of, I think, was, it closed the door for me, the chapter on that, because in my mind, he can sit there and smirk as much as he wants. I'm on the outside, he's on the inside. And he might be on the inside with two legs, but he's not able to really use them. And I'm on the outside with my leg and a prosthesis, and I get to do and live life as much as I want to live life.
Professionally, you have moved on. You were a real estate executive, but as I understand it, you felt that it was difficult to go back to that job after the injury. Tell us more about why you decided to leave the old job and become a public speaker.
In October of 2013, I went back part-time, and the company I worked for at the time was phenomenal to me. My bosses were amazing. I went back part-time. They're like, come when you can, set your hours. And I tried doing that, but I was also still focusing on my recovery physically and mentally. And during that time frame, we were, as survivors, we were getting a lot of different opportunities from different organizations to try to get back to our new normal. In my mind, I was so stressed, I couldn't really support the team that I had under me, and I couldn't take advantage of the opportunities that were given, so something had to give. And with that, in March of 2014, my company was awesome, and they said, why don't you take a leave of absence for a year, medical leave, and figure out what you want to do. So in doing that, I started to put myself out there to do public speaking because I do feel it's therapeutic to still talk about it, as well as I find it fulfilling where at the end, at least one person usually in the crowd, if not more, come up to me and say, thank you for your words. It makes me feel good knowing that I'm helping others.
At one point in the book, you write, after going through the lengthy recovery, a sentence that reads, I am the same person I had been before I lost a leg. Do you continue to say that today about yourself?
I do. I don't think that my personality has changed. The one thing I would say that probably has changed a little bit is I'm a little bit more open to try different things that maybe I didn't appreciate or like to do prior. One of them, for instance, is I've recently started taking spin classes, which I tried spin when I had two legs and I swore I would never do it again. I hated it. So I think that's where I've changed, where I'm more willing to adapt to this situation before. But personally and personality wise, I don't think I've changed at all.
Are you going to the Boston Marathon this year?
I have to. Shores Salter is running for the Heather Abbott Foundation. And if he can run 26 2-point miles after he held a tourniquet on my leg back in 2013, I need to be at that finish line to cheer him on. So absolutely, I will be there.
I have to ask, do you have trepidations about the thought of going to the finish line when you go?
I do. I do it differently than I did prior. So, you know, I try to stay out of the crazy crowd as much as possible and really kind of get to my destination. And if it's inside, I stay inside for the most part. As long as I'm not weaving through the crowds, I feel better.
Roseanne, good to talk to you. Good luck with the book.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, really.
Boston Marathon bombing survivor Roseanne Sedoya's new book is titled Perfect Strangers, Friendship, Strength, and Recovery After Boston's Worst Day.